In order to understand the transfiguration properly, you have to understand what took place immediately prior to this event. You see, Christ had just revealed to them, through St. Peter's declaration of faith, that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then he basically gave the apostles a good kick in the gut. He told them that he was going to have to suffer and die. Now, if that was not enough of a belly kick already, he said they too would need to deny themselves and take up their cross as well. In other words, they were going to have to suffer as well. For the first 2 years of his public ministry, Christ had actually not revealed this information to them. And quite understandably so. Why? Because he knew his apostles well. And he knew they would not be able to handle it. Sure enough, if you read the scriptures, when he first reveals his death, St. Peter, being quite an impetuous person, immediately begins to freak out. Knowing what their weak hearts needed, however, Christ then takes his three closest apostles, Peter, James, and John, and has them climb Mount Tabor with him. Now there on top of the mountain, his body changes, and they see a glimpse of what he would look like after his death and resurrection. Further, to make things even stranger, Moses and Elijah appear with him, speaking about his future death. Now, Moses was always seen to be a representation of the Mosaic law, and Elijah a representation of all the prophets. Therefore, by their appearance with Christ, they were saying that the Old Testament, the law and the prophets, were all in agreement with Christ. The same God who spoke to Moses and Elijah is the same God who reveals Christ and is revealed in Christ. You see, our Lord had let them see his transfiguration in order to give them hope that his future suffering and death was actually part of God's plan all along, stemming back to the law and the prophets. In other words, he was telling them everything was going to be okay. He was going to have to suffer, and they were going to have to suffer. Yet, it was going to be okay. Suffering was not king over God. God would actually work through it, and suffering would have an end.